Hey, good morning. We got bugs. Battle bugs, battle bugs, battle bugs. Hey, this is the 5 AM Master Scrum Show. And I'm Greg Master and the Bugs. And I'm your Agile Coach and Scrum Master. Anyway, it's that 5 AM Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It's about 6:29. A little bit, you know, it's not 5 o'clock, but it is what it is. Midweek, getting through the week, holiday week, short work week, right? We talked about calendars the other day. Here we talk about Agile Scrum in a practical and tactical way so that you can get home to your family and friends, deliver value to your customer, not working those crazy hours like we talked about with Mike Cohen's video. We talked about they were in a sprint for 8 months, which means they worked overtime and crazy or whatever. I'm going to confirm what it was. I'll watch the video game again. And then have some fun, right? Battle bugs. Rawr, fun. Rawr, 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 rawr. So you can tell what the topic's going to be. We're going to talk about bugs again today. This is a two-part episode. No, I could talk about bugs forever. And then we're going to talk about decisions. Right. But I do want to have some news as Ronell Richards does a podcast at Businessman. And he's really good. He knows his stuff about sales and how to do that. And he's really inspiring. And he said on his LinkedIn post yesterday, he tells when he goes to see a client, he Googles them. And then in fact, it's funny. I do it. I just haven't done it myself in a while. So I decided, okay, what the heck? I'll Google myself. So I Googled myself. One, I found out there's another Greg Master in Jersey, apparently, that used to own kind of shop or a comic book store. Sounds like a good job, though. Be fun. And then there's another Greg Master down in Florida, and there may be another one somewhere else. But there's only one Greg Master who is the Agile Cheerleader on LinkedIn. So if you look at Greg Master and you see Agile Cheerleader, that's me. Plus, you can tell by the bald head and everything, so kind of sticks out. But anyway, I went down a couple pages and I was just browsing around. Then I decided, okay, I'm going to browse 5 AM Master Scrum Show. So I did that. Hey, we're number 8 for a podcast. It's pretty cool. So I was on this browsing. There's this guy, I guess there's a state blog feed blog or something like that. I posted on LinkedIn. But yeah, we were, I should put it on YouTube. I'll put a post on YouTube too today. With the copy and image on that. But we're number 8 as far as a coach's, Agile coach's broadcast. I hope that's good. Hey, someone knows we're out there, so that's good. So it's not bad. Other people have been out there for a while, and to be mentioned with some of the other podcasts is pretty cool. Anyway, I just thought I'd tell you that. So I'm all excited. Yay! Where's my trophy? I need a trophy. We're number 8. We should be number 1. Maybe next year we'll be number 1. A year from now, we'll be number 1 because somebody will say, hey, Edwin, good morning. Aren't you supposed to be sleeping? Anyway, we're for number 8. So that was cool. I think Edwin listens to our podcast, but my MP4 to MP3 converter stopped kind of working, so I have to find a new one so I can do more podcasts. Anyway, so let's go on the topics. World of Bugs, number 2. So I guess this is a bug. It's funny. Is it a bug? What's a bug? I should have had this yesterday when I talked about bugs. What is a bug? Because then this would be two different ones, right? Because this is actually arachnoid. It's a scorpion. And this one's a bug with six legs versus 8 legs, right? So you can tell the difference, right? Or an insect, I should say. Maybe both bugs, both considered bugs. One's an insect, one's not. Okay, so where do bugs go? And who manages them, right? So I get that question all the time. So where do I put the bugs and how they manage it? And I have a couple of different philosophies on it. I'm going to try to do them brief, stay within 15 minutes. Like your shirt, you like my railroad shirt, my Philadelphia Railroad shirt museum? Yeah, trying to get that going. We're going to build the steam engines hopefully soon. Maybe I'll get a live. I'll post it up, the steam engine. Colleague of mine on the museum is built a whole little steam display thing, and it's getting along really cool. We just got a neat steam engine from Poland. This guy in Poland does some really amazing work with steam engines, and it's beefy, but it's like 15 pounds. It's really strong for such a small thing. Okay, bugs. So you got a bug. Bug. And draw my bugs. These are my bugs. One, two, three. I always draw with three legs and a little smiley face. Sometimes I make them red, though. Depends. Is it a happy bug? Dead bug? It's my bug. And there's my other bug. I'll make him red. Do, 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 do. So I got my little bugs. They look like ticks, but they're bugs. So bugs. What do we do with bugs? A couple things. It depends on the bug. If the bug is during, like, you're in the sprint, okay, and you're testing a story, you're a tester. So, testing story in sprint. Right? Is a bug something that can be usually like you knock on the developer's door? We can't do that now, but they usually go, "Hey, I found a little problem in your code. Do you want to let me show you what it is?" And this is what you're supposed to do. Let me show you what it is, and you tell me whether or not it's a real bug or it's going to take some time to fix it, or you just want to fix it. So that's a small bug. Small bug, 15, 20 minutes, you can fix it. Maybe it's a typo. I don't know. I know we write bugs for editorial type typo issues. Some things they are critical, some things are not. So they can go and fix it, right? So a bug that is easy, and here's where your team agreement comes. We talk about that team agreement. Team agreement. If it maybe the team agreement says, "Yeah, it'll just take me an hour to fix, like something under an hour, 1 hour maybe, or under a couple hours to fix," right? So if it only takes that, we just manage it as a team. So something doesn't take a lot of effort, could be something fixed. It gets managed by the team. Okay. You may point it, you may not point it. You may just have a little thing because it's only a couple hours with a quick little fix. I could, "Oh, I messed that up. Sorry, I'll fix that." My only question is if it's a technical thing or data, then why isn't your unit test finding it? But that's another story. Let's say it's found in the sprint or outside the sprint as you actually, the code is already gone. Post sprint. Or major sprint bug. Now, when I eat one of these two, so this is item one, item two, right? So this is what the post sprint would be called, an escape, right? Escape the process, didn't get done, was found out. So in this case, the person who manages the bugs is the product owner. That's a terrible drawing on product owner. I want to do it product owner, make him an alien or something. So this is the product. So the product owner owns and manages that. Just because someone finds a bug outside the sprint, the escape, doesn't mean the team works the bug. Team checks with the product owner. Product owner calls whether or not the bug's important, needs to be done, or it doesn't. If it does, something, this is the red part. Something has to move out of sprint This is the part that everybody forgets. So you found a bug, whether it be a major bug during the sprint, like a major bug, you know, greater than a day. So something greater than a day to go solve. A day's a lot of time. It's 8 hours worth of coding. It's a lot of hours. If you spent 8 hours on one thing and it took you more than that to fix the bug, you got a major problem. Okay. And everybody says, oh, it's only a day. No, no. Seriously, if you sat for 8 hours and worked on one thing for 8 hours, because I'm telling you, if you're gonna drop this sucker in, get it fixed, right? It's a lot of work, it's a lot of coding. Tells you got something really wrong in your code. But something has to move out, and that's why the product owner is involved. Because you already did your backlog, you already did your plan, you already figured it out. But the product owner has to decide whether or not it really needs to be done, because it depends on the value of the product, right? Or your value. So that's all I want to say about who manages it. Like where does it go when we're and it decides it may go in the backlog. The product owner can make the decision, you know, does it go in the sprint or does it go in the backlog for another sprint day? Okay. So that's how that works. Because a lot of people ask me, how does that work? And that's the person who makes the call. It's not the development team. Because the development team doesn't decide on value to the customer. That's the product owner's job. Hmm? Sound good? Okay. I think Edwin fell asleep while he's watching the show. Okay. Now decisions are made. You know, people... So I kind of wrote some notes because, you know, I read those books and they make me think about stuff. You know, people say decisions are hard, but my question is, are they really? I think people overthink making decisions sometimes. Let's say you have two things in the backlog that are priority one, quote, priority one. We heard that. They're all priority one. We got to get them all done. They're all priority one. And you're like, okay, sure. Like, that's really going to happen. I wonder sometimes if people actually listen to themselves. Okay. So you got two items, equal priority, kind of both priority one. So here's some questions. Help you make the decision. First, I check the customer data for usage, whatever. If this item would have a high impact, like this is something that the customer uses a lot, you know, the data. Like, is it a high activity page or a high activity operation? And then, you know, check the value. Try to, how much value does this activity bring? Use that Moscow. Will it give us cash now? My Moscow, which also includes make us money now, right? Versus avoid expenditure of money, right? So if it's make us money now, yes. If it's the avoid expansion, maybe it's number two. Maybe the would have, could have's are way down at the bottom of the list. Using Moscow helps to prioritize the value with my two little things about saving and making money. And then I got to read my glasses here. Oh, of course I wrote this one. So, which I don't have a coin, I'll use this magnet. So in the end, if they're the same, flip a coin. Whoop. See what it says. Where's my coin? I got a coin somewhere here. What's this? Oh, it's a 1 cent penny. I got a really old 1 cent penny. So when you get stuck and they're that close, just flip a coin and go with it. Call it. Get the team, you know, if you don't want to call the team because the team might look like you're freaking nuts. Because, oh my God, you don't know what you're doing. You just flipped a coin to the side. Yeah, flip a coin. Just move on. Don't spend so much damn time trying to figure out what to do for next. If they're that close, flip a coin. It doesn't matter. Do those other three things, just flip a coin. Make the decision, go on. Because you know what? You can always get to the other thing next. That's the beauty of Scrum and being really efficient and lean what you do. It won't take you that long. So with that, I'm going to say goodbye because we're in the 15-minute mark. Remember, The product owner is in charge of where the bugs go, not necessarily the team, unless it's a small little fix that won't affect your backlog getting done. Ring the little bell if you like the show. We're number eight. Number eight. Number eight. Yeah, number eight. Number eight. Yeah, we're number eight. Maybe one day we'll be number one. Who knows? Anyway, you all have a great day. Have fun. Holiday here in the States coming up in a couple of days. I'm gonna have to bring a fortune cookie with me maybe where I'm over the weekend. And you guys have a great time. Take care. Bye. See ya. Hey, Ralph. Hope everything's good with you too. All right. Have a great day.